This agricultural programming is a production of Illinois Public Media and comes to you from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Here now is Ed Kieser with a look at today's agricultural weather forecast from South America.
Weather extremes continued this week, but big changes are about to occur. The driest crop production areas of Brazil remained hot and dry this past week. Scattered thunderstorms in Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul produced mostly below average rainfall amounts. Meanwhile, it was another bone-dry week for most of Goiás, Minas Gerais, and Bahia. Many locations in these states have not had any rain yet this month, and only 2 to 4 inches since mid-December. That's about 10 inches below average. This has had a negative impact on crops, likely reducing first crop corn yields. An approaching cold front is about to end the dry spell. Showers and thunderstorms are expected in all dry areas this weekend and next week. While this will not wipe out recent moisture deficits, the rain will certainly prevent a further decline in crop conditions. While rain is coming to areas that need it, a break is coming to areas that have had too much. Mostly dry weather is expected across Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina in South Brazil through early next week. The break is needed because fields are waterlogged. Many places have received more than 15 inches of rain in the past month, some 10 inches above average. Thunderstorms are expected to return mid to late next week. That will keep South Brazil prone to excessive soil moisture, and a place we'll continue to monitor. In Argentina, cooler than average weather is limiting crop stress. A brief heat wave with high temperatures in the 90s and low 100s will follow Sunday into early next week before a cold front arrives. The heat will not last long enough to cause problems. Of more concern are recent extremes in rainfall. Wet northern and central Argentina did trend drier in recent days, and dry weather is expected to continue into Monday. Then thunderstorms return. Rainfall next week will be highest in northern Argentina, where some fields will once again become excessively wet. Meanwhile, southern Argentina has been rather dry in recent weeks. A few scattered thunderstorms are finally erupting in La Pampa to improve soil moisture. Scattered thunderstorms are also expected at times in southern Argentina next week. But rainfall in those southern areas in the coming week will mostly remain below average.
Our thanks to Ed Kieser for his update of the South American weather forecast. A couple of items of note for next week. We'll be on the road in La Salle the 28th. That's a Wednesday evening at Seneca's Oak Ridge Golf Club at 6:30. We'll talk about crop insurance, the farm bill. Bill Mayer, Jackie Vakes, Wayne Nelson will be along. That one's sponsored by Strategic Farm Marketing. It's open to everybody. 6:30 in the evening at Seneca's Oak Ridge Golf Club in La Salle, Illinois. That's Wednesday night. On Thursday, we'll be in Sycamore, actually. That's the Center for Agriculture, along with Castle Bank. We'll have Wayne Nelson, Joe Vaklovic, Jackie Vakes, and special guest for that day will be Dan Bossi. So if you're interested, you can come see him. Gary Schnitke will be along, too, for a farm bill discussion. That's all starting around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, actually in Sycamore at the Center for Agriculture. I hope to see you at an event. Check it all out at willag.org.